This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Okay, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
This is Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball
isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
All right, Jeff Hoffman, we've talked to you a couple different times, and we always appreciate it, man. Like, it's you are one of the great examples of how to be a good pitcher. Congratulations.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
I know this is a cliche question, but what was this offseason like for you?
It was eye-opening. It was an eye-opening experience. The news is out about all the physical stuff. So it made it, you know, a little longer and, more testing than it probably should have been. But, we are very happy, with where we ended up and, just really excited that I get to do this for the next, 3 years here. And we're gonna love the city of Toronto.
Listen, I mean, you go on a contract here and you do everything that you can. You're good. You're in the All-Star game. Yeah. You're in the playoff run. You're, all of that. So you're like, you do everything you possibly can, and then you hit the off-season. And, even before all that other stuff, it's like, it must have been like a mystery. It's exciting, but at the same time, it's weird and uncertain, right?
Yeah, totally. You just don't know. You don't know, what the market's going to be like. You don't know how fast it's going to move or how slow it's going to move. And, it was moving pretty slow there for a little while. Mm. And, you just really want to know where you're going to be. You want to know where you're going to move your family to. It's an exciting time. So you want things to kind of move along. That's probably the only.
So when did it like, okay, now it's
kind of picked up after the new year.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's still a long time.
Yeah. I mean, we were expecting it to be like right at the winter meetings because there was a good, healthy market and, a lot of guys available, at all the position groups. And, so when it kind of didn't really start to take form until the new year, that was made us wait a few months.
And so obviously you reference, like, then you have this sort of the physical stuff and the different teams.
Yeah.
Is that a course of a week? Like, is that like a condensed period?
It happens quick. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. So again, very unique. What I'm saying is
it was a unique experience. Yeah, yeah.
But what was the feeling like when you finally settled on? Because again, I've never been a major league free agent.
Yeah.
What was it like when you finally say, okay, I went through all this stuff.
Yeah.
And then I finally, all right, I found my new home.
Yeah. I think the first thing that my mind went to was just, how much work went into getting to that point and how much time and effort went into getting to that point. And it's really, it's like the ultimate weight off your shoulders because now, my kids are good and, my family's good and we can move into our forever home and kind of just like live the life that we want to live. And, that's like a good feeling as a father.
It's a great feeling. Well, yeah. I let you go. Thank you so much for everything.
Yeah, appreciate it. Thanks for having me.